This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
And here's the podcast. Hello and welcome along to it. Hopefully you're well for a Friday. We've had a lot of people on. Yes, absolutely. Testify. We've had a lot of people on for Alphabucks who have not been listening to the podcast, I noticed.
I know, guys. Well, actually, no, not you guys.
You guys are great. Perfect. You're my favorite. Like, mwah, to you. Not in a unconsensual way, but like in a kiss of the cheek kind of polite way. I had a girl yesterday. So I was at the boom thing I mentioned on air.
Yeah.
So you tell me if it's weird. You go in, you see someone you know, kind of, I don't know, you know each other, not friends, but you just know each other.
Yeah.
You lean in, like go for a hug. Most times go for a hug, right? The kiss on the cheek thing. When you go for the kiss on the cheek, and I'm not big on the kiss on the cheek. Like,
what do you mean when you go for it? I don't go for
that. Yeah, me either. But it's, I don't know, some women do it. They'll do that little bit of like, oh, how are you, on the cheek kind of thing. I don't ever do it. And I don't really get it done to me either.
Yeah.
But when I have seen it done, movies mainly, it's a subtle kind of like, like just that little passing, like it's almost like it's in the air more than it's actually connecting.
I will smush my cheek on someone's cheek.
Yeah, you can do
and
that.
That's for like a grandparent.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But sometimes you see they do a little like, oh, how are you? You're like, oh, I missed you so much or whatever. So this girl yesterday did like a full like head pivot as I went for the hug to give me like a big mwah on the cheek. And she had like bright red lipstick on. And I'm just like, so the second she looked away, I'm like rubbing my face. And I was like, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
It was weird. But she did to everyone. It wasn't like she just wanted a little taste of Alan Aldworth. She was just like, this is how I kiss people on the cheek.
Guys, we've been through a pandemic. We left that behind. That was 2019 behavior.
I have a couple, actually, now I think about more. I do have a couple of friends that do the kiss thing, but it's like in the air. It's like you go like, this microphone, right, is like a head. I'm going to show you. So yeah, I'd come, okay. I'd be like, so that's the head. I go, oh, hey, how are you? Like that. It's like almost get to the side. Yeah. It's not. Anyway, this woman's nuts. So she's listening. Stop doing that, you freak.
She's just really kissing people.
With bright red lipstick.
Wow.
Bloody, you're trying to get me in trouble. That's what she's trying to do. Maybe she knew what she was doing.
I was going
to
say, how was that received by Julia when you got home?
I haven't told her yet, but I did rub. Like, the second she looked away, I'm like, rub, like, because I was like, I don't want red lipstick on my cheek. Like, what am I, like some kind of like cartoon character?
Maybe she just thought you need a little touch up for your blush.
Well, no, I've always got that covered because I'm always hot. I was wearing a jacket. I told you, I was dying. Let's give you the Alphabucks letter. It is P for Papa on Monday. Name me, starting with the letter P, and I'm going to give this one because there's actually not an answer written on this sheet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, good word, promotions. You've done it again. Here we go. Name me, starting with the letter P, and I will be writing this answer down because it will literally be the answer I use, a salad ingredient.
Pomegranate seeds.
Oh, that's too long. I would have said pear.
Oh, that's a good one, pear. Or what else could there be? What Bailey's saying one.
Pepper.
Pepita seeds.
Pepita seeds.
Or pumpkin
Isn't
seeds.
Isn't that the main guy from Madeline? Oh, that's Pepito. and his bad hat.
Oh, geez, that's... pumpkin seeds too, I would take, because people put pumpkin seeds in
I'm all about word economy.
Yeah, what was the one? Pepitas?
No. Just say pepper. I would have said pepper. Maybe keep
pepper?
That. Say pepper.
Okay.
Trust me. Say pepper.
Okay, pepper.
Don't say pear.
Pear.
Don't say pear. Say pepper.
Okay.
Trust me.
What's going on here?
Just try, anyone listening right now, if you get to air and you've listened to the podcast, say pepper.
Oh, I know what you, okay.
Don't say
sorry,
pear.
I'm on delay today.
But
don't
remember the word.
Pear.
Just say remember the word. But just
remember the
say.
Word. It might be useful in other
Well, it wouldn't be as obvious places. As that. But oh, yeah, maybe okay. The next question is sorry, something to do with that. I don't know. But far out. Promotions hear this. I'm getting like two yelling thats. Don't listen to the podcast here for promotions. You're not allowed. All right, enjoy the podcast. Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly. And right now we are joined in the studio by Sophie Monk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me in, guys. I only just spoke to you the other day, it feels like.
It does feel like that. We've had you on quite a few times on the phone and now we get to see you in person, which
I know,
is great.
And you're so much better looking in real life.
I feel like I'm going to say that about you.
I'm not allowed.
Oh, really?
Sophie, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But what surprised me the most is you actually accepted our invitation to come in studio.
No, I actually asked.
Yeah, you insisted.
I said I want to come in if you guys don't mind.
And we did not mind.
No.
We thought about it and then we're like, you know what? Yeah, we will have Sophie in. You know what?
We've got nothing on that day.
We've got nothing on.
No giveaways?
Nothing going on. No secret sounds, nothing. We're like,
actually, you are the giveaway, Sophie.
Oh, what am I giving?
You find, we're giving a date away with you. Yes.
Oh, my God. No. We can't do that again. We've got to like, talk about this off air before, Carly. Yeah. We've talked about this before. Yeah. a lot going on, Sophie.
Yes.
Love Island at the moment going on. People loving it.
Yes. They are addicted.
Al is back.
Al is so good on the show too. I mean, it's made for him, this show. Because he went on Married at First Sight and never had a girlfriend before. So I feel like this is probably the second step after getting married.
Did you see someone put out a video and it was a compilation of his like pre-chat on Mass versus his pre-chat on Love Island? It was like, I want to find a woman that I want to settle down with. And he's just like, I'm there to get ripped.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they grow up so fast.
Yes, don't they? It suits him a lot better.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, he is a little bit of a himbo in the most endearing way. Does he play that up for the cameras?
No.
Or is that him in real life?
No, he's just got a real innocence about him.
Yeah.
Like a real sweet. Yeah. He can't. He doesn't do anything to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
He's just really. He reminds me of just coming out of school. You know, he's still so young. You know, he's in early 20s. It's just that, you know.
Is there ever moments you're chatting to him and the cameras aren't rolling? You'll say something. You're like, where are the cameras? My God, this guy. What is it? What are you doing?
Oh, no, there's sometimes that I go, I wonder if they can keep that in because it's hilarious, but it's also so morally wrong.
I love that.
You know, that real sweetie. He's a real sweetie.
Well, everyone can experience him on Nine Now right now, Carly.
Yeah. But speaking of that, because this is what happens when you put a bunch of hot people together in a hot location.
Well, this room, like, for example.
Yeah. Yep.
I can imagine that there were things that probably happened where you had to go, ooh, this might not actually make it to TV. Does that happen often?
I feel like this show, I think you look at it and go, oh, they're in bathers and think, oh, it's going to be that kind of show. And it's not. It's actually very sweet and organic.
That's true.
And it's like those real early days of relationships where if you break up, you think it's the end of the world or you've been hurt before and you're so hurt. And it's actually very primal and relatable. Like once you look past it and they put their clothes on, like which is halfway through the first ep, it's just it becomes about who you like, and I think it's just the shtick of the show is to make it hot and sexy. But they're just people, you know, like you know, looking for love and probably Instagram followers. But I think everyone does, right?
Absolutely, but they
are looking for love too, and I think that's what they've got in common. They do care about socials and stuff like that, you know, and so I think that's why it works.
Yeah.
Now we want to work for you, Sophie.
Oh, great.
So we talked about this a while back. We were devastated that you weren't nominated for a Logie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Carly and I have been brainstorming.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean we had a chat 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
And we have an idea, Carly, that we should share, right?
Yeah.
This isn't the proper launch. We need your tick before we get.
It's a soft launch.
It's a soft launch. It's just throwing it out there. We'll see what happens.
All right.
See if it sticks.
Because we think it is a travesty. We look at how hard you work, you know, living it up in Spain.
That
you know, it's
hard.
It was very tough. You know.
I did it for Australia.
Yeah. And we're like, you deserve a Logie.
Oh, gosh.
And also, Sophie rhymes with Logie, so it's meant to be. So,
oh, and trophy. Sophie, trophy, Logie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
synergy.
Gosh. I didn't even think of this.
Someone writing this down.
And every time we chat to you, you kind of laugh it off. And you're like, guys, I know that they don't take me seriously. And we're like, but why don't they?
Why don't they?
Because I'm not that good.
Disagree.
But if we put that aside.
We disagree.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
a lot worse of one. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, well.
We want to campaign hard. We want to be the mouthpiece to get Sophie a Logie.
So how are you going to do it?
We're going to campaign hard. Remember Tom Gleason?
Mm.
How he just went crazy.
Oh, he was clever with it.
Oh, no, we're not going to be clever.
We're
going to be loud. Aggressive.
Yes. Obnoxious.
Yep. Obnoxious.
Okay.
Social media, maybe.
Yeah.
A video.
Yep.
Picket lines.
Yes.
Should we wait till I even get nominated one day, or are we going before nominations?
No, I reckon before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Screw it.
That's the risk, because we need you to get nominated, so we have to kind of remind them.
And it's a numbers game.
Okay.
So if you could start maybe getting nominated as many categories, like maybe if you could start doing maybe some documentaries
dramas. Yeah.
Like
60 Minutes. Yeah.
I had an
idea. So if you could just get more jobs that get you a Logie. Then we can get you a Logie.
Back in the day, like people would get their favorite TV shows to stay on and not get cancelled by sending things in the mail. I was thinking, I'm just going to send a whole lot of sofas to Channel 9, sofas for Sophie, and then we can push that to get the nomination.
Sofas, like actual seats.
Yeah, because I don't really know what else to do.
Do you have a deal? Are you guys sponsored by a furniture company?
No, but
when people got their hard rubbish, we just collect them up.
Okay, this is very early days.
Okay, it doesn't matter what it looks like, I guess.
It's early days, Sophie. But with your blessing, we would like to run this campaign.
I mean, of course. Thank you very much.
Wow, amazing. Yes. Will you put us in your acceptance speech?
That's fair.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're sold.
We've got to get to work.
We're going to get to work. All right, so get out of here. We've got work to do.
Okay.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for seeing
us.
We love seeing you. And have a good time in WA.
Thank you. I love it here.
And we'll see you at the Logies.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had a thing called radio, what is it, survey?
Jeez.
Ratings.
Sound more confident.
I know.
Yeah. We're bringing this on air about how we're so dominant across the Southwest.
Yeah. So basically.
And we're the best. Oh, okay.
Well, it was a bit of a win for the show.
I was going to be a bit subtle about it, but okay.
Oh, no.
So we're superior.
Well, it's in context.
One out of every three people in the southwest are listening to us.
Which, you know, that
I didn't
made
want to bring
us,
that up.
That made us feel very loved.
Absolutely. Kalgoorlie last year, earlier this year was every one out of two people listening to us. You know what I mean? Like, we're hardly listened after.
Look,
why are you bringing this up? What are you very, embarrassing?
It's a very in-house radio thing, right? But for us here as a team, it's a big deal, right? Because I know it seems like we rock up and we turn on the mics, and most days that's what we do. But sometimes, as a team, we do put a lot of effort in. So yesterday was a bit of a pat on the back for our team. So we have a group chat that goes on, and Simone, who basically organises all our stuff behind the scenes.
Tour stuff.
Had congratulated us in the group chat.
Yep.
And with everything going on, there was a lot going on yesterday. We had like a nice lunch with everyone.
You're on the wines by 11 a.m.
I was on the wines.
I mean, that's not new, but that's just, she just was.
But I wanted to reply straight away. So I kind of wasn't really paying attention. And she sent us a lovely message just saying congratulations.
I was too busy being bashful and shy about it. I don't like to brag about these sort of things, about one in three people in the southwest are listening to us right now. That's not my thing. I don't want to talk about
it. And my reply was, thanks for all your help, your mum.
Yep.
Now, I've sent that off. I've not looked at it again. I've gone about my merry way and down my third wine. And then, Alan, you're like...
That was at 9 a.m.
And, Alan, you're like, what is this message?
Yeah, I did have questions. And that was the question, actually. What is this
message?
And I
was like, what do you mean?
What? I'm like, is Simone's your mum? I'm like, oh, makes sense.
And then I was like...
Both on the wines.
What a... I'm like, what have I...
Both love souvenirs, both overpack.
I'm like, what have I written here? And I'm like, oh, God, that's so weird. But by this stage, everyone in the group chat's just liked it. No one questioned it but you.
Yeah.
And just liked it.
Yeah.
And I thought, now I look weird. I have to explain myself. So then I put underneath tour with a little asterisk.
Yeah.
Because your was actually meant to be tour because we call her our tour mum.
No, we don't. you call her that.
We organise everything.
I call her Simone.
But do you think she picked up on that? Or does it look like I was trying to make a really poor your mum joke?
All I know is next week we are in Geraldton.
Yeah.
With our, to quote, your mum. So the awkward conversation is a-coming, and I look forward to hearing how it goes for
you. Do I need to clear it up, do you think? Or
I don't think she's going to bring
it up. Because I'm like, I wouldn't make a joke about her mum. Like,
I assume her mum's lovely. Why are we bringing her mum into this?
I don't know.
Let's go back to the survey I don't want to talk about. It's so embarrassing, guys. No, but in all seriousness, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually really do appreciate it.
We do. And also, it helps us not get fired. And that is just lovely. How do you get up and get the motivation to go do those things? You got to wake up and feel in the right way. And studies have been done in regards to the first thing you hear in the morning. What is the worst thing and what is the best thing? Yes, I am talking about your iPhone alarm, Carly.
Okay, so what about Samsung users?
No, it hadn't been studied because they hate us.
They don't matter.
We don't matter, it turns out. No, it's just been done for iPhones. So once again, the bias lives on because I don't have an iPhone. But my alarms, they all sound kind of similar. And by that, I mean awful.
Mine's whatever it comes with. I don't know. I can't do these friend angle things, changing the alarm.
Yeah, you are. Tech challenged, safe to say.
So tech challenged.
Very tech challenged. So of all the studies, what do we want to hear first? The worst alarm to wake up to or the best alarm according to the research?
I reckon we start with the worst and finish it with the best.
Okay, so this is the worst alarm. If, and I apologize in advance, you're about to be triggered. Here is the worst alarm to wake up to as an iPhone user. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's my alarm.
Yeah, because that's the one it comes with. You don't know how to change it.
Don't. And sometimes I forget, I do too many alarms and then I'm in the shower and then poor Russ has to lean over and I feel like he's probably more triggered by that than me. But no, that's not the worst.
Well,
the worst
morning,
is remember when they had the duck quack and it was like, quack, quack, quack.
Well, according to the study, that is the worst one. It's jarring, it's abrasive, and it's not going to be put in a good mood the second you get up. The tips to have a good alarm to wake up to is all about having in the key of C and being a mid-range speed of 110 beats per minute. So this one has been rated as the best alarm for you iPhone people. Oh, that's happy.
Gonna get a drink,
gonna have a beer and wake up early, gonna get things done, it's a great day.
I don't agree with that.
Disagree, it's a great song. Alan and Carly, turn them on now, this is a fun day, get on to it, gotta do the chores
and
really good time. I like this alarm, yeah. Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh,
do you want to hear my alarm?
Yeah. This explains a lot about you, Alan.
That's why I wake up so full of rage.
And your chaotic energy today.
So much rage. Carly and producer Bailey actually now joining us in the studio. Hello.
Hey, guys.
I've requested that you come in here. Don't be nervous. Don't be scared.
I always am with you, Alan.
I just wanted to try something, to be completely honest with you guys. I was kind of like, I listened to a podcast and they randomly mentioned kind of ways to make people happy around you, ways to kind of like kick off your morning when you see people, just to kind of, you know, bring a bit of positive energy. We're at that time of the year, we were saying earlier, Carly, where everyone's just kind of like looking at the finish line, they're just powering on through. And I was like, you know what, maybe I should adopt some of these methods.
Oh, no, it's this a first. Is a change
Only
of
taken
heart.
All year.
To well, other people can do it too. just saying, you know, you get bees with honey. So anyway, the way it works is what you do when you see someone, first thing, when you know, in the office, whatever, maybe you wake up next to your partner, whatever you want to do, and just hit them out of the blue, bam, with three compliments. Just bam, straight away. So if you'd like, I mean, it's your call. I don't have to do it if you don't want to. I don't make it weird. But if you'd like, I could give you three compliments right now.
Well, I thought this was going to go the other way, so where you were going to fish for three compliments.
That's my out. So who do I start with?
Naturally, Carly.
Okay, sure.
Carly, makes sense. She's the co-host. Makes sense.
All now, right. Did you pre-write these or are these ad-libbing?
No, they're ad-lib, to be honest with you. I don't need to have any foresight for this. I just look at you and I just think of these compliments. So first one, Carly, you bring out the best in other people.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what? There's ordinary and then there's you.
Oh, wow.
That's I feel like he's reading
Did you read
off
that
a
from
screen?
A book?
And last but not least, you are just something really special.
Oh, that's, did you nearly shed a tear?
That is genuinely nice, mate. Now, if you say the exact same thing to producer Bailey right
now. No, I wouldn't do that. All right, so producer Bailey, you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't want to get too emotional. I don't want to look you in the eye. I feel weird kind of like looking you in the eye. All right, you have courage of your convictions, and that's important, and I like that.
Oh, why, thank you.
No problem at all. And you're not afraid to be yourself, and that's courageous in this world, and I like that too.
Why, thank you again.
This is very nice.
It feels like
an Instagram quote.
And last but not least, your quirks are so you, and I love that.
Oh, that's very lovely of
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alan.
Do you want us to say some nice things?
No, I'm not going to put that pressure on you. Oh. But for anyone listening who wants the tips, the website is generatormix.com. You put it in there and it gives you three random compliments and you ride that and make your team happy. There you go. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and a big act is coming to regional WA. Get excited.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad.
Yeah, it's all the Wiggles Summer Holiday Fun Tour coming in January. Kicks off on the 6th of January, Mandurah. Then we've got Perth, Bunbury, Albany, Esperance, Kalgoorlie, Meriden, Morley. After that, it is a lot of dates on there. And joining us now is the Purple Wiggle, John. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are you? We've got a big tour on the way, mate. Like, how are you doing? You're resting up? You're getting your sleep? Jeez.
No rest for the Wiggles. We're just on tour at the moment, and then we're going to head on another tour, which is obviously over there.
Wow.
In WA, so we don't stop.
Who do you think gets around to Australia more, Carly, me or us or the Wiggles?
Definitely the Wiggles.
Well, we've got the big red car to take us around.
So. Yeah. We've got a car that we can't even trust that works. So, you know, we're kind of on par.
Now, it has been a little while since you joined the Wiggles, John, but I'm very interested about that audition process. Was there one, and or did you get the call up going, we love what you do with Justice Crew?
Well, it's a funny story with the way I got into the Wiggles. I obviously met some of the Wiggles through different events like the Carols and Domain, the ARIA Awards with Justice Crew. And Anthony actually lives down the road from me in my neighbourhood. So I bumped into him early COVID and we kind of got to talking, and obviously with touring and the music industry being affected with travelling and all that sort of stuff, Justice Crew kind of stopped what we were doing. We kind of started doing different projects, and then Anthony invited me down to the HQ in Sydney, and then met the team, and kind of one thing led to another, one project led to another thing, and Fruit Salad TV started. Yeah. So that's kind of how I ended up into the Wiggles.
That's interesting, because it's funny, like Anthony we know loves hiring his different family members. I just thought maybe you tricked him and you made him think that you were like his son or something.
Well, pretty much that's how it is these days. But we kind of clicked off, and one conversation led to another, and he thought I'd be the perfect fit and tried it out, and I love it.
Excellent. Great fun. Talk us through the Wiggles Summer Holiday Fun Tour. Who else are we going to see on tour with you?
Yeah, it's going to be the Wiggles. So Simon and Lockie are going to take a bit of time off with their families. Anthony, Lucia, Katerina, myself, and Sahai will be there. And we've got a special guest too. We've got the original Jeff Purple Wiggle joining us as well.
So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. But can you trust? He won't be driving, right? With his constant going to sleep and stuff. You can't have that.
No, yeah. He's definitely still got the sleeping going on. So we'll be waking Jeff up for sure.
Now, what I want to know is who's responsible for keeping the skivvies so crease-free?
Oh, great call.
We've got a few skivvies, so it's a matter of just getting them washed and pressed before every show. So,
is there a professional washer and presser that tours with you guys, or are you responsible?
We do, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've got someone that looks after the uniforms, and so they're making sure they're always pressed and wrinkle-free. Also the material.
Because I get sweaty, like, on stage, like, immediately, and I'm not dancing or singing like you guys are. Is there ever a time you go, oh, Wiggles, why didn't we do singlets? Like, why skivvies?
You know, I do think that all the time. It does get hot, but it's also, I guess, it's good for your fitness, too. It gets your metabolism, your body temperature up. Yeah. But the temperature is breathable. It's very breathable.
It better be. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. It's going to be a lot of fun for the Wiggles Summer Holiday Fun Tour, heading everywhere across regional WA during the school holidays. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it, John.
Awesome. Thanks for having us. Thanks, guys.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.